por 6,95 euros con El Mundo y Marca. Aprende inglés con Disney English Vaughan.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the third part. Oh my God. The third part of today's show with no name. Welcome back. Just a quick reminder, we are right smack dab in the middle of our Disney collection. Every Saturday you can get a new book. That's right, a Disney book made in collaboration with Vaughn. We've got Toy Story 4, Frozen, Monsters, Inc., Vaiana, The Lion King, Aladdin, The Jungle Book, Beauty and the Beast, Cars, Tangled, Rainy Day Mickey, and this past week, we just got The Little Mermaid, La Sirenita, available now. Remember, you should get the whole collection. There are going to be 20 total, and right now we are at number 12. You can pick them up at your bookshops. Remember, they have them in my area. I buy mine at a bookshop, una papeleria, but that's because they also are kind of like a newsstand. But they're available with Marca and El Mundo for $6.95. Each book comes with activities, stories, and as with all our materials, it comes with audio. And speaking of, if you still haven't picked up some Christmas gifts, there's a great place you can go called Vaughn Tienda, where we've got everything and anything you can think about. If you're looking for self-study, that's the place. And if you're looking for all the different options we offer, from Vaughn Disney classes for the kids on the weekends to residentials to Vaughn Town, well, you can go over to GrupoVaughn.com or call us at 911-385-8831. Listen carefully. Can you hear that? No. Listen closer. I'm not talking about the birds chirping. I'm talking about everybody speaking English and feeling comfortable. Listen. This is what it's like at Vaughn Town, a peaceful place where you can really learn English and lose your inhibitions. There's a reason it's one of our star programs. Vaughn Town, lose your fear of speaking English. If you want more information about this immersive experience, go to GrupoVaughn.com or give us a call, 911-385-8831. Lose your fear of speaking English and express yourself with clarity at Vaughn Town. There you go, folks. Vaughn Town, just one of our many English solutions. Again, GrupoVaughn.com. The phone number is 911-385-8831, or you can also reach out via social media and somebody will get back to you. Alguien se pondrá en contacto contigo de vuelta. Somebody will get back to you. All right, guys, let's keep it moving with a section we call Homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name. Homophones. Show with no name. Show with no name.
Show with no name.
Show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's homophones only on the show with no name. And let's take a look at today's homophones or not. What you guys are going to tell me is A, what these words are, and B, if they sound identical. I mean, where you wouldn't know how to tell them apart. All right. The first word is alcalde or alcaldesa. Okay. Alcalde, alcaldesa. If you're in Mexico, presidente municipal. Oh, I didn't know that. If you're in Uruguay or Argentina, it is intendente. Normally, it's somebody who runs a town, right? A city or a town, okay? So, that's the first word, alcalde, alcaldesa. For our friends down in Uruguay and Argentina, intendente. For our friends in Mexico, presidente municipal. All right, that's our first word. Our second word is a very useful word that means gran, grave. También es comandante. It's a military rank. Also, it's your carrera, tu especialización. We're going to take a look at all these in context. Don't worry. Especializarse también es mayor en lo que es la música, la escala. And, I think right now, oh, es bastonero. O sea, si ponemos la palabra batería o, ¿cómo es la palabra? Tambolero, tambor, batería delante, es bastonero. I didn't know that word. So that this second word we're going to take a look at. The first word doesn't have too many meanings. It's really just alcalde o alcaldesa. But the second word, as you say, ay chicha, it's meaty. And in the meantime, we're going to listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. Folks, grab your pens, grab your notebooks, and write this down.
I owe you a lot, Tom. And from the bottom of my heart, if I were John Coffey and I had to express what I feel for you right now, every light bulb in this place would explode. Thank you so much, Tom, and congratulations.
All right, folks, there's one thing we can learn from this person, too. Congratulations. It's not congratulations. I've heard that mistake many times. People say congratulations, right? It's a weird, you know, we love that T-U, future nature, congratulations, o más fácil, congrats, or kudos. Hey, whatever's easier for you, amigos. All right, so we're looking at our homophone section. I see we've got a lot of people participating here in our chat room. Hello, amigos. Hello, hello, hello. And by the way, a nice round of applause. You guys have been doing a great job, and we've got a lot more challenges to go. All right. The first word is M-A-Y-O-R. M-A-Y-O-R. Se escribe con Y. All right. And how would I pronounce that word? The mayor. Who's the mayor of New York? I can't remember his name. I remember when Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York. The mayor, alcalde, the mayor, mayor. Okay, say it with me, mayor. Now, the British say this word differently. The British say mayor, the mayor. I'm going to talk to the mayor, which to me sounds like mare, which is a kind of horse, a mare. Espera que busque. M-A-R-E. So son homófonos. La palabra yegua o jaca, para los ingleses, the mare has a mare. That's how they would say it. If you have a British English teacher, tell them to say, el alcalde tiene una yegua. The mare has a mare. The mare. But we don't. In the States, we say mayor. So they say it as one syllable, mare. We say mayor. Mayor. Now, does that word, a la americana, sound like gran? Does it sound like especializar en? Okay, let's say it. Voy a decir
El alcalde se especializó en ingeniería. The mayor majored in engineering. Se especializó. He majored. So, y te lo digo de otra forma si no ponemos el ED. The mayor is an English major. Ha estudiado la carrera de inglés, filología inglés. The mayor is an English major. Are these homophones? No, they are not. Not in English, not in British English or American English. And since major is gran, you can say the mayor is a major idiot. Pero fijaos, mayor, major. So it's not just the Y and the J sound that don't sound the same. It's also that A is extended more, unless you're saying it the British way, which is meh, meh. So, and speaking of major, we're going to go back really quickly to our spelling bee and take a look at these ex-prime ministers of the UK. Now, I lost track. After Boris, I lost track because we've had three. How many people, how many prime ministers have stepped down, right, have resigned in the last 5 years? I don't know. It's insane. So we started with Margaret Thatcher because she resigned today. Fíjate, es una S, pero suena como Z. She resigned today in 1990. She was succeeded by John Major. John Major, we just looked at that word, major versus mayor. Okay. Then we had Tony War Criminal Blair. ¿Y sabes cómo sabemos si es verdad? Si quitan el video. Well, I mean, where were the WMDs, the weapons of, I mean, come on, guy. So a lot of people, you know, he might have been Mr. Charisma or whatever, but now in retrospect, people are saying this guy needs to be taken in for war crimes, him along with his cronies. His cronies son sus colegas. And we all know I'm talking about Mr. Arbusto as well. Well, it's crazy. I can be censored for saying this stuff, but it's true. Like that, you always know if you're being censored, it's because you're saying something. It's true, right? So, yeah, we went over there, decided, you know, millions of civilians on our side and on the other side would be lost. And hopefully it worked out. I hope Mr. Blair's bank accounts are nice and full to the brim. Hasta arriba. Good job, Tony. I'm joking. War is horrible. All right, the next person is Gordon Brown. Gordon Brown. I think after Tony Blair, he was, again, I don't know too much about their politics, but I think after Tony Blair, he was just a little more down to earth, a little less. He wasn't as controversial. Again, depends if you're in the Tories or the Labour Party. You know, that's a whole nother thing, too. But again, I'm not talking about their politics. I'm talking more about their public persona here. So Tony Blair. Gordon Brown was after. I'm going in order, by the way, in chronological order here. So John Major, Tony Blair, who was a major war criminal. Gordon Brown, que se comió el marrón. The Tony Blair. Gordon Brown. All right. David Cameron came after Gordon Brown. After that, Theresa May, who was the last one we looked at. And then, of course, I think everybody's favorite. And again, I'm not talking about politics here. I'm talking about, like, funny, you know? A lot of people say, oh, Trump shouldn't be on Twitter. And all I'm thinking is, I think it's 100 times more entertaining with him on Twitter. That doesn't mean I have to agree with him, do I? Do I agree with everybody on Twitter or since when? You know? But, you know, these kind of people, I'm not supporting Trump publicly or anything like that. But I'm saying these kind of people make things a little more interesting. You know, whether you agree with them or disagree with them, it's another ball of wax. Es harina de otro costal. But the Theresa May, remember, we don't say May, we say May, como el mes. And then Boris Johnson with his messy hair. Oh, man. And then after Boris Johnson, we had Liz Truss and then et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody, it seems like nobody wants to rule Britannia. Hey, that was the name of the song we played before. Rule Britannia or Britannia Rules, something like that. Anyway, guys, I'm not too up on my British culture, as you can see, but I am up on my Hollywood culture. So let's go on over to Hollywood in today's Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie only on the show with no name. And this was that movie that everybody loved to hate and hated to love. Like nobody admits that they've seen it and enjoyed it, but we all enjoyed it. But it was a flop, at least financially speaking. See, I'm giving you some clues already over here. Okay. What else could I? Well, let's start. Let's go right into it. I'm going to give you the trailer, and then we'll see if you guys can figure out the movie. All right. The two best special agents in the Wild West must save President Grant from the clutches of a diabolical, wheelchair-bound, steampunk-savvy Confederate scientist bent on revenge for losing the Civil War. Wow. There's a lot to unpack over there. Esto es la expresión perfecta para este momento. Hay mucho que sacar de la maleta aquí, que descubrir. All right, so vamos por partes. The two best special agents. Quiero que digáis conmigo la palabra agent y agency. ¿Por qué? Porque cuando oyes agency mil veces, ya... I just want to hear it. I want to hear you say it right. I want you to say agency. I want you to say agent. Good. In the Wild West, must save President Grant. Tienen que salvar al presidente subvención. Bueno, subvención is a grant. Well, I think they're talking about Ulysses S. Grant. All right, well, to save President Grant from the clutches, and a clutch son las garras. The clutches. Now, garra de un animal is claw. Pero clutches. Pues vamos a ver cómo lo ponen. From the clutches. But yo, del contexto, agarrar las garras. Yeah, the possession, the power, the clutches. Oh, and by the way, the word clutch is el embrague. Think about it. Tienen, es lo que le da el poder al coche. Si no le das bien, you don't get any power in there. So the clutch. From the clutches, las garras, of a diabolical, esa no la tengo que explicar, creo, diabolical, wheelchair-bound, destinado a estar en silla de ruedas, wheelchair-bound, steampunk-savvy, and steampunk is, I don't know how to describe this, it's a style. It's like when you mix engineering with the old Wild West. You know what I mean? And inventing. And it's this special kind of way of dressing. This, it's cool. It's really cool. I've been to a couple steampunk themed places. I went to a steampunk cafe. A ver, vamos a ver cómo lo ponen aquí. Steampunk. Steampunk. Porque yo creo que lo se dice igual en español. Steampunk. So it's kind of a cool, like, gothic, but Wild West slash inventor, engineer kind of thing with contraptions, artilugios. I mean, it describes this movie to a T. And the word savvy es que es conoces algo. I'm very computer savvy. Tengo conocimientos de ordenador, right? I'm whatever savvy. If you're savvy, tiene dos V's, S-A-V-V-Y. It means you know a lot about the word before. I'm not very tech savvy. No sé muchísimo de tecnología. And then Confederate, which this was the Confederates, was the South. In the American Civil War, the Yankees and the Confederates. and a Confederate scientist bent on. And if you are bent on something, estás empeñado en ello, okay? If you are bent on it, decidido, empeñado, empecinado, right? He's bent on doing something. What are you bent? You're bent on learning English. Y si queremos ponerle énfasis, we can say you're hell-bent on it. You guys are hell-bent on learning English, right? Estáis decididos, empeñados, bent. Como doblar bend, pero es en, con T al final. So this scientist is bent on revenge, venganza, for losing the Civil War. Wow, so much vocabulary just in the trailer. And it looks like we have got a winner over here. Please give it up for Mila. Nice job. The movie is Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West starring Will Smith. Did you guys know here? This is going to blow your mind right now. And trust me, if you didn't know it, if you knew it, well, it probably blew your mind when you found out. Will Smith turned down the lead role. Rechazó el principal in, are you ready for this? The Matrix, to star in this movie. He said he liked the TV series Wild Wild West, so he wanted to participate. But then he later said it was the worst decision he made in his career. I know, mind blown. Totally. Mind totally blown over there. Can you imagine Will Smith as Neo? I don't know if I could. Well, man, that would be a different world, right? And even Will Smith's mother, Mama Smith, he asked her, he said, Mom, what do you think of the movie? ¿Qué opinas? And she said, and I quote, lo tengo la cita aquí, you've done better, baby. Has hecho cosas mejores, amor. Now, I said before it was a flop. It was a box office failure in the United States. But it made a profit, or turned a profit, se puede decir, overseas. So that's interesting. In the United States, people are like, yeah, get out of here. But also, they said that there was a common joke going around. The only reason it earned any money at the box office was because it was playing at the same time, estaba en pantalla, as American Pie and South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. This was in 1999. So a lot of kids, minors, menores de edad, who were unaccompanied by adults, well, they would get a ticket for Wild West, and then they would go in and see American Pie or South Park. So that's what they said. They said that that was, that was why they got any sales at the box office at all. But it's interesting, though. In the United States, people weren't interested. They looked the other way. They said, I'm not interested, thanks. And it was 1999. A lot of good movies going on, right? As I just said, American Pie, La Primera. South Park, it's a brilliant movie. If you haven't seen that one, South Park. Bigger, Longer, Uncut. ¿Entendéis el chiste ahí, right? Bigger, más grande, más largo. Y sin cortar, circumcision. And can you believe that, though? Can you imagine? I'm just trying. I'm really trying. Because I'm not saying Will Smith's not a good actor and blah, blah, blah. But I'm really trying hard to imagine him in The Matrix. And I can't. I can't at all. All right. Let's take a look at the scene that I've chosen for you over here. It starts out with Captain James West, and he whistles. I can't whistle. Wait, let me try. Bueno, I can whistle when I suck in, but not when I exhale. I can't go. I can only go. I don't know about you guys. Well, that's my rendition. Mi versión. I'd like to have everyone's attention for a moment. Me gustaría tener la atención de todos durante un momento. It seems we have had a series of major misunderstandings here tonight. There's that word major again. Sigue surgiendo la palabra major. John Major. and misunderstanding. Buena palabra, saberlo, porque es bonita. Cuando hay un mal, you know, I'm sorry, there was just a misunderstanding. Es una buena forma de decir, mira, it's water under the bridge. Es agua pasada. ¿Sabías esta expresión? It's water under the bridge. And he goes, it seems we have had a series of major misunderstandings here tonight. First of all, en primer lugar, first of all, the whole drumming on the boobies thing. And drumming is tocando batería, tocando, right? Drumming on the boobies. And boobies are otra forma de decir tetas. So, first of all, the whole drumming on the boobies thing. Now, in my native land, and somebody in the crowd says, Georgia? And he says, Africa. And folks, we're going to take a quick pause right there. We'll come back. We'll finish up this little monologue over here. Plus, we have so much to do in the fourth and final part of today's show. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the funeral.
Señoras y señores, nos dirigimos a ustedes desde el funeral real.
What a sad day it is, for this book is the remilk.
Es un día triste para this book is the remilk.
It is a book that was loved by many and will be missed by all.
Es un libro que fue adorado por muchos y será extrañado por aún más.
But don't fret, no, don't worry.
Pero no se preocupen.
Because the remilk will be reborn.
Porque this book is the remilk volverá a nacer.
With a new name, a new cover, and brand new audio.
Con un nuevo nombre, una nueva portada, y ahora con audio.
It's called This Book is the Milk 2.
Se llama This Book is the Milk 2.
And it will usher in a new age.
Y nos adentrará en una nueva era.
All hail, This Book is the Milk 2, the new leader.
Viva This Book is the Milk 2, el nuevo rey.
Long live, This Book is the Milk 2.
Larga vida al nuevo rey. This book is the milk too.
There's a saying in Spanish, lo barato es caro. This is very true in my business. If you find a cheap solution, wonderful. Congratulations. You will pay less money, yes. But in exchange for nothing.
Bienvenidos a la mini clase de hoy. ¿Cómo decimos cuesta en inglés?
Slope.
Muy bien. ¿Cómo sería entonces ayer subí y bajé la cuesta tres veces?
Yesterday I went up and down the slope three times.
That's it. ¿Y cuando algo te cuesta porque es complicado decimos?
It slopes.
Meh. Para expresar que algo te cuesta, lo que decimos en inglés simplemente es I find it hard. Vamos a practicarlo. Levantarme por las mañanas.
I find it hard to get up in the mornings.
Very good. Entender las películas en inglés.
I find it hard to understand the films in English.
To understand the film in English.
To understand the film in English.
Very good. Aprender inglés.
I find it hard to learn English.
To learn English, very good.
¿Y a ti? ¿Se te hace cuesta arriba el inglés? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Aprender a comunicarse en inglés para lograr afrontar situaciones en inglés tanto en el terreno personal como en el profesional, a adquirir un dominio privilegiado del idioma que le permita completar su desarrollo profesional, hay un producto que le garantice todo esto.
Al entrar en el mercado laboral, lo único que cuenta es ser más atractivo que otros candidatos, gozar de mayor estimación. Y el aspecto que más impacta a una empresa cuando mira un candidato joven es su nivel de inglés. Si es muy alto, es contratado. Si no lo es, Pues no, aunque sea el número uno en su promoción, nuestro MIP, nuestro Máster en Inglés Profesional, resuelve este tema para el candidato.
Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Infórmese en el 911-335-833. 911-335-833.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hey, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to The Show With No Name, Part 4. I can't freaking believe it. Where did the show go? Well, don't worry, we've got so much more still to come. So many more challenges, and then right after today's show, you've got the one and only Jules Linares and her program, Let's Get Random. Remember, download the free Vaughan Radio app, and then you'll never, ever miss an episode of your favorite shows. And you'll learn something different on each show. Even though we each teach the Vaughan method, we each teach it in our own way. And I think that's one of the elements of the Vaughan method. Richard Vaughan said it himself. The method is nothing without the teacher. The method is just words and ideas. It's the teacher that takes that method and makes it come alive. And between the teacher and the students, you take the language off the page and you make it come alive. You put it into practice. I mean, isn't that what we're here to do today and every day? And I know you guys get it. By the way, a nice round of applause for all of you kicking ass today. Keep up the wonderful work in our next section, which might be a little bit tough today. Well, we'll find out. It's time for Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double. Double Trouble. I said double. Double Trouble.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Double Trouble, only on The Show With No Name. And let's see what we've got for today's Double Trouble. I think we've looked at this word before. I could be wrong, but if not, we're going to look at it today. I know we've looked at one of its incarnations, but today we're going to look at a few different meanings, like we do all the time. I mean, look at the word major that we looked at earlier. We learned a lot of different words, even a drum major. No, alguien que trabaja con en la banda, in the band. Okay, so maybe I've given you a few clues throughout the show already. Here it is, today's Double Trouble. Quiero fomentar interés en mi nuevo club de batería. Okay, no digo batería pila, like that, I mean batería. Well, no sé qué batería suena así, but you know what I mean. But don't worry, I'm ready. I'm ready for you. Yeah, I got the band over here. I remembered to pay the band. Although, this doesn't really sound like a band. It sounds like a conquering army, doesn't it? Oh, no. That was pretty scary, wasn't it? So, quiero fomentar interés en mi nuevo club de batería. Okay, para gente que le gusta tambores, baterías, you know, this kind of stuff. All right, and as I said, we kind of gave you a clue a little bit earlier in the show. But right now, I'm also going to give you guys the Say What soundbite. This is the fourth listen. Please write down what you hear.
I owe you a lot, Tom. And from the bottom of my heart, if I were John Coffey and I had to express what I feel for you right now, every light bulb in this place would explode. Thank you so much, Tom, and congratulations.
All right, and folks, we have a winner. A nice round of applause for your classmate, Lena. Nice job, Lena. I see a few people are starting to figure it out. As I said, this is on a scale of 1 to 10. We'll put this one right smack dab in the middle. Es un cinco. Okay, could be easier, but it could be a lot harder. All right, but you'll have one more chance. No more chances, but we'll take a look at that in just a moment, and we'll figure out who that is. Also, let's finish up our Name That Movie very quickly. We were looking at the movie Wild Wild West, and we were looking at the scene where a guy says, "Now, in my native land, en mi tierra nativa," and somebody says, "Georgia?" And he says, "Africa." He says, "We use drums, tambores, we use drums to communicate between villages. And as you can see by this gal, y como puedes ver por esta chica, y ojo, vamos a pronunciar village, por favor. He oído village tantas veces, village. So, and as you can see by this gal, G-A-L, guys and gals, chicos y chicas. You can say girl, pero gal es otra forma, G-A-L. By this gal, we could communicate all the way to Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge is in Louisiana. Hell, on a clear night, we might even get to Galveston. Una noche sin nubes, donde se puede, despejada. We can even get Galveston. Galveston is in Texas. You got to know your U.S. geography here a little bit. And all I was saying to the gal was, y lo único que le decía a la chica es, "Hi, how you doing? ¿Qué tal estás? My name's Jim. Mi nombre es Jim. How's your mama? ¿Cómo es tu mamá? ¿Cómo está tu mamá?" Then there was the whole redneck comment. Y entonces había este comentario de cateto, paleto, redneck, right? And I'm sensing that you took it negatively. So he's trying to excuse himself, but he's making excuses in the end. And he goes, and I'm sensing, estoy notando, that you took that negatively. Te lo tomaste negativa, que te llamara paleta. He goes, but let's break down the word redneck. And this guy's a snake oil salesman, un vendedor de humo. Let's break down. Vamos a romperlo en trozos. Hemos mirado esto, desglosar. Let's break down the word redneck. First word, red. La primera palabra, rojo. Color of power, fire, passion. Right? La doble S en este caso suena como SH. Passion. Second word, neck. Neck. Hey, I can't think of nothing for neck right now. Sería anything, pero... I can't think of nothing for neck right now. No se me ocurre nada para la palabra cuello. But without that, you still got red. And that's something to be proud of. So obviously this guy is a jerk. And also the screenwriting is horrible. It's absolutely, like, I get why this movie sucks. I saw it, but you want me to be dead honest? I barely remember it. I remember being excited to see it because of the cast. I mean, if you think of the cast, I mean, we're talking about Will Smith, Kenneth Branagh. I mean, Kenneth Branagh, we're talking about a classically trained Shakespeare actor and Kevin Kline. So it's got everything it needs, a big budget. It's got Barry Sonnenfeld as a director. I mean, you got everything you need to make it happen here. But... just didn't happen. Will Smith is thinking, well, at least I got paid, right? That's all he was thinking about. All right, that was today's Name That Movie. Let's go back and see if you guys got today's Double Trouble. Let's see over here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a winner. Give it up for Vicente. Awesome. Quiero fomentar interés en mi nuevo club de batería. And Vicente put, I want to drum up interest. That's right. To drum up. So to drum is tocar la batería. He's been drumming all morning, right? But to drum up interest is despertar, fomentar interés en algo. Okay, I want to drum up interest for my new drum club, right? And I know what you're thinking, Alberto. You march to the beat of your own drum. Do you know this expression? Esto es tú vas a tu bola. You march to the beat of your own drum. Yeah, why not? I'm not going to march to the beat of your drum. All right, so excellent job there. I want to drum up interest for my new drum club. And by the way, drum is another rich word. It's got other meanings as well. I think of an oil drum, donde tienen aceite, tambor barril, right? Beer or oil, you can store it in drums. Tiene sentido porque boom, 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 right? But some drums are used to play and some drums are used to store things, almacenar cosas. So that would be an oil drum. And another one, your eardrum. Very important, because without your eardrum, you wouldn't be able to hear other drums. Percusión. If we want to talk about percusión en general. That's, you know what? That would be a better translation. En mi club de percusión. That would be good. We say the word percussion, right? But at the same time, drums. He plays drums. He's a percussionist. Okay, no, he's a drummer. Drummer. I love when I heard the word batería. I was like, he's a battery? And I even had a student tell me, literally translating, oh, my husband's a battery. Y me quedé. I remember the first time I ever discovered that you called el que toca la... Because I always thought it was tambores, drums. So yo nunca había oído batería before. You get what I mean? I always knew drum as boom, 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 boom. Like those kind of steel drums, those more... what's the word I'm looking for? Those more ancient kind of drums, not like a modern drum set. Okay, a drum set or a drum kit is el conjunto entero. So have you seen his drum kit? It's awesome. Have you seen his drum set? And we've looked at the word drum sticks. You say batata? No. Balletas or something? Batet. I forget the word. Drum sticks, que también para nosotros es muslos de pollo. Bueno, la pata, esa parte. La contramuslo is the thigh. Hey, you know how I know this vocabulary in Spanish? Just remember, recently it was Thanksgiving. Last week was Thanksgiving. And you can bet I had drumsticks, I had thighs, but I got to be honest, I'm more of a breast man. Okay, I'll stop. Not funny. Not funny at all. But folks, I do have something that's funny for you, and it's a section that we call You're Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. You're joking. The part of the show where I tell you the greatest jokes you're ever going to hear in your whole life. Nope, not at all. But I like overstating things. If I have a choice between being more just, whatever, understating things, I prefer to overstate them. I think that's the American way. A lot of people, you know, they ask me, oh, what's the difference, British, American, English? I said, well, first of all, Americans will make it sound like it's 10 times better than a British person. And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean, you can ask a British person, how was your birthday party yesterday? And they'll say, hey, it was quite nice. I really enjoyed it, mate. It was really nice. And we had family together. It was wonderful. And they really mean it. It's sincere. They had a really good time. But you ask an American, hey, how was the bathroom in that bar? Are you fucking serious? It's so clean, dude. It smells like strawberry. I don't know what they did. It's one of the coolest bathrooms I've ever seen in my fucking life. That's an American's reaction to a bathroom. Again, I think somewhere in between is the happy medium. But I have a tendency to overstate things. But hey, as I said, In life, you're looking for the gray area, la zona gris. And if you have to choose, sometimes you're going to go closer to one side. Well, you got to know which side makes you more comfortable. And well, folks, that's the one. Sense of humor is always a plus. If you can laugh at yourself and laugh at situations, I think it makes life a little more bearable, más aguantable. Let's see if you get today's jokes. The first one, I got a couple. I prepared two for you. What did the young cowboy say when his sweet little dog went missing? Okay. Cuando desapareció. ¿No? Nadie supo dónde estaba. Missing. Lo conocéis de los pósteres estos. Missing. Se busca. So, what did the young cowboy say when his sweet little dog went missing?
Doggone.
Are you serious?
Doggone.
Doggone. No?
Doggone.
All right, well, the literal one, I guess the first one, dog gone. Perro desaparecido, fuera. Dog gone. Dog gone. But also there's a euphemism, and it's a way of saying maldito, condenado. So, but it's very southern. Es muy del sur de Estados Unidos. So, I would say, give me the damn remote. Dame el maldito mando. Give me the damn remote. Si quiero poner énfasis. Damn. D-A-M-N-N mudo. Muda. La N. Muda. But in the South, say, give me the doggone remote. That doggone remote is mine. Now, you ain't gonna give it to me, because I'm from the Wild, Wild West, and you gonna give me that doggone... I'm in my doggone English class. Es literalmente dos palabras, doggone en una, dos Gs. Pero es una forma muy, muy sureña de decir, condenado, maldito. Where's the doggone newspaper? I don't know where you put the doggone thing. All right. You're getting some really native English there. All right. And what about this one? This one's silly. I think it's an easy one. What is a cowboy's least favorite car? What is a cowboy's least favorite car? A Cadillac. A Cadillac? Cadillac? Moo. Cadillac? All right, well, we all know the car, Cadillac, but we say Cadillac. Los americanos, la D y la T, parecidas, right? We say Cadillac or a caddy. My parents drove a caddy. My grandparents drove a Cadillac. But if you separate those words, it sounds like two other words. Cattle, ganado o reses, meat, normally cows, excuse me, that are kept for meat or or dairy. Okay, so meat is carne, obviously, and dairy is lácteos. So cattle, ganado, reses. Okay? También lo decimos para decir gente borrega. Look at these people, like cattle, como ganado, right? Andando en una línea todos así. So, do you get it now? Cattle, lack. To lack is carecer de. Cattle, ganado, Cadillac. What is a cowboy's least favorite car? Cadillac? Cadillac? All right. Not the best joke in the world, but I promise we'll make it up to you in today's famous birthday trivia. That's right, amigos. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And as always, we're going to see who's celebrating a birthday today. The first person is half of the White Stripes. Yeah, that's right. Half. She's the drummer. Hey, we looked at that word a lot today, drum. But she retired from music in 2011 when the group disbanded. You guys know the White Stripes. I'm sure you do. Na, 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 na. So she was the drummer. It's one guy and her. It's two people. And they pretended, fingieron que eran hermanos, but they weren't. They were a divorced couple. By the time they were very well known, they had already gotten married and divorced. But they said, we got to keep the group together. So I thought that was a kind of cool story. And what a great group they are, the White Stripes. Next, this person was born in 1960. Northern Ireland is where he was born. And he's known as probably one of the greatest living Shakespearean actors. He's done it all. He was nominated for Academy Awards for Best Actor and Best Director in Henry V for Hamlet. But he's been in Fortunes of War, Wild Wild West. Hey, today's Name That Movie. Tenet, Dunkirk, Harry Potter, where he plays Professor Gilderoy Lockhart. And this guy's a chameleon actor. I mean, he's just amazing. One of the most talented living actors. And last but not least, this guy is one of the most talented deceased actors. Unfortunately, this actor passed away in the year 2012, but not before playing his breakout role, John Coffey, in The Green Mile, where he was a prisoner, an inmate who was on death row. And you know, you guys know the movie, Tom Hanks. Again, another nominated actor here for the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. But he was in Armageddon, The Scorpion King, Sin City, and so much more. All right, it looks like we might have a winner here on our hands. Please give it up for David. Number one, Meg White from the White Stripes. Number two, Kenneth Branagh. And number three, Michael Clark Duncan. The big black guy in The Green Mile. The gentle giant, as they call him. And that'll bring us over to our Say What soundbite. This is Michael Clark Duncan at the Academy Awards thanking Tom. You rather think Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks for believing in him. And for supporting him. Hey, kind of like you guys. You believe in each other and you support each other. And he says, I owe you a lot, Tom. Te debo mucho, Tom. And from the bottom of my heart, y desde el fondo de mi corazón, if I were John Coffey, el personaje de la película, and I had to express what I feel for you right now, every light bulb, cada bombilla, in this place would explode. Thank you so much, Tom. Congratulations. Beautiful words from a beautiful man. It's Michael Clark Duncan.
I owe you a lot, Tom. And from the bottom of my heart, if I were John Coffey and I had to express what I feel for you right now, every light bulb in this place would explode. Thank you so much, Tom, and congratulations.
And now it's time for Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right. That's right. It's Name That Lyric only on the show with no name. And thank you, thank you, thank you, folks, for a wonderful job today and every day. What an amazing way. Seriously, what an amazing way to start the week. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your energy. It's been an absolute pleasure as always. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And keep up the great work. And I'm going to give you the Name That Lyric because we only have about a minute. It's The White Stripes. And the song is I Fell in Love with a Girl. Beautiful song, rock and roll song. And it goes like this. Fell in love with a girl. Me enamoré de una chica. I fell in love once and almost completely, una vez y casi por completo. She's in love with the world. Ella está enamorada del mundo. But sometimes these feelings can be so misleading. Pero a veces estos sentimientos pueden engañar o ser engañosos. To be misleading. Piénsalo. To lead es guiarte, llevarte. So if it misleads you, te lleva por un camino equivocado. It's a good way to remember this word. ¿Es esto de engañoso cuando hablamos de publicidad? We don't say lying in ese caso. We say misleading. And she turns and says, are you all right? Se gira y dice, ¿estás bien? I said, I must be fine because my heart's still beating. Sigue latiendo mi corazón. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Speaking of corazón, and what to use the words of Michael Clark Duncan, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Let's say goodbye with the White Stripes and fell in love with a girl. Thank you so much, folks. Yeah. I hope you had a rockin' time. Wow.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
If you are a mother or father, one of your most important responsibilities is to make sure that your children reach adulthood with a very strong command of English. Very strong. If you don't follow through on this responsibility, then your children will encounter many obstacles in the job market. They will not be attractive in the market. Between the age of 22 and 32, mastery of English is more important than anything else in order to find a job and in order to move up in an organization. It's more important than a university degree.